Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Golden Voice, Ted Williams, Scott Spears back with you here on this Monday, June the 19th, 2023, 15 minutes past the hour, 67 degrees and hazy skies, Juneteenth, federal holiday, now here in the United States. Each and every year, only the second year we have done this, and if you just tuned in, now here's what Juneteenth is actually all about. Juneteenth is a federal holiday in the United States commemorating the emancipation of enslaved African Americans, deriving its name from combining June and 19th. It is celebrated on the anniversary of the order by Major General Gordon Granger proclaiming freedom of enslaved people in Texas on June 19th, 1865. And that's why we have Juneteenth as a holiday. Second year is a federal holiday. I don't believe the mail will run today, and I don't believe the banks will be open, and some people will be off work. So congratulations to all of them, city offices, governmental offices, I believe, will all be closed today. Now, if anybody has any differing opinion to that, let me know, because I'm not really sure how all this works with these new holidays. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right, in hour number one, we talked about the big Nitro Extreme show, the stunt show that went on over at the Coliseum this past weekend. We talked about Father's Day. Did everybody have a good Father's Day? Talked about the fair coming up here in just a couple weeks, 2 weeks from today, as a matter of fact. Lots of things going on. If there's anything on your mind, give us a buzz here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All things on the table here this morning, 17 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, not too bad.
Good.
Last year, I heard them talk about it on TV and listened to it. And what they said was June 19th. Now, I'm not sure what year it was. That was the last day that they had to free the slaves down south.
Yeah, and apparently it happened in Texas, June 19th, 1865.
Right. That was the, you know, when they went, they had to go round and round because you know, they weren't going to let the slaves free automatically.
I just don't know. Now, this is the second year this has been a federal holiday. I don't know, does it move around? Like, next year, will it be on a Tuesday, or is it always on a Monday?
It's going to always be on June 19th.
So when it's on a Sunday, it really won't mean a whole lot to people. As far as federal, you know, mail delivery and all that.
Well, it might. If it's on Sunday, they might honor it on Monday. They do that a lot.
Right. So, do you think people know what this is all about? Because it's brand new, really.
No, most people, you know, even most black people don't. I had to call in and talk to man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, last year, you know, when this was on, and He didn't know. He knew it had to do with slavery, but, you know, that's all he knew.
Well, it's kind of interesting because, you know, I don't think people think of this as a three-day weekend. And I guess for most people it's not. But if you work for government offices, the banks, the mail carriers, I guess it is the three-day weekend.
Right.
Which, that's kind of interesting. So did you get your neighbor's pizza Friday?
Yeah, it was real good.
Yeah, a lot of people have, like, I don't think we've had a bad word about that since we started giving those away.
Yeah, it's a real good pizza. I added sausage and extra cheese to it. They paid extra.
Nice. Now, did you do anything fun yesterday for Father's Day?
Yesterday was Father's Day?
It was Father's Day.
Oh, I didn't even know.
Yeah. Well, I was talking about a lot of people yesterday. Why is Mother's Day so much more important than Father's Day? And it is, as far as traffic and people paying attention and things of that nature. Why do you think that is?
I don't know.
It just seems...
You know, we always go out of a road, you know, for mothers or women or, you know, something like that. It's just like, and when the Titanic was going down, it was women and children first.
Well, it was, and I'm not, you know, I worked on Mother's Day, and I also worked on Father's Day, and Mother's Day, we were swamped. It was one of the busiest Sundays we've had in a long time. Yesterday, at Kroger, and yesterday, it probably was not even an average Sunday. It wasn't even typically what goes on. And I'm wondering what, and on social media, I was saying on Mother's Day, it's nothing but posts about mother, taking mother out to eat, getting mother a flower. My mother is so great. Yesterday, I mean, there were a few of those for Father's Day, but not a whole lot.
Yeah, you know, Mother's Day is a real big restaurant day, you know,
It is, and I was telling the story in hour number one, that there are still good fathers out there. That, you know, this Taylor Swift, she's been touring the country, and tickets are just astronomical. Thousands of dollars for some seats at those shows, and she's selling stadiums. And I saw a Facebook post over the weekend where a father took his young daughter to Pittsburgh from Marion on Saturday to see Taylor Swift. And I thought, what a good father.
These tickets for these concerts are outrageous. I won't pay it, you know. No,
and, you know, she's particular. I think she's number one right now in ticket sales and costs. Now, others aren't that bad, but, boy, she really racks them up.
Well, even ball game anymore these days, you know, is awful expensive to go to.
Oh, there's no doubt about that.
Especially a playoff game or... You know, anything like that, you know, the average person, you know, can't afford it.
You know, I was asking a question earlier because, as I said, I paid it. Normally, I don't pay attention to what's going on social media, but I did look yesterday because I wanted to see how many people were talking about Father's Day. And it's interesting to me that people were posting things. Some people were. But do you post about your actual father? Do you post about the father of your children? And if you're not with the father of your children anymore, do you post about the person you're with now, even though you have no kids with them? See, I found that fascinating to see who people were praising yesterday on Father's Day.
Who was it?
Well, some people were doing the person they were with now, who they've got no kids with, and some people... A few actually did their own fathers, which I thought that was nice. Now, if you're no longer with the father of your kids, you probably weren't doing a whole lot of that. Which, you know, goes to show you again that at some point in your life, you probably said you were in love with that person, but I guess that ship sailed.
Yeah, that wears off sometimes.
I guess it does, and nothing wrong with that, but, you know... I don't know. It always makes me wonder, are you praising the person because you really think they're a good father, or are you praising them just to praise them? Because everybody knows social media is in front of everybody. I praised Matthew last week on social media, and I knew darn well what I was doing. I was doing it in public because I wanted people to know it was in public.
Right.
So I assume these people know that as well.
Well, it just gives them reason to be on social media.
Well, right. And I also think it's interesting, and I, if you are no longer with the father of your kids, try very hard, and I understand you might not like them for a lot of reasons, try very hard not to badmouth the father.
It's ridiculous.
You know, I get you don't like them, and I get probably the kids don't like them at some point. There are some bad fathers out there. But try not to get into doing that with the kid, because at some point, you want the kid to have a good relationship with their father. They've only got one biological father, and if they're still around, try your best.
Well, fathers do it too, but normally, you know, women get the children, so, you know, they can do it a lot more than what the father can, just, you know, every other week visitation.
Right, and I think that's a big part of it, and I just, I wish that that did not happen, because that really does nobody any good. And I understand the kids get angry. The kids get angry at all their parents. And a lot of times they'll go, oh, I hate my father. He's doing horrible things. But that's not the mother's cue to get in and start bashing the father as well.
The kids will realize, you know, once they get older, you know, what their father is, you know.
Right. You have to let them figure that out on their own. You can't let your opinion, because clearly you don't like him anymore, or you would still be with him.
All right.
So you can't let that opinion seep in to how they feel.
Show up for your birthdays, or you know, call you on Christmas, or show up, or you know, the kids will, whether they want to admit it or not, you know, they know.
Well, right. And you know what the truth is? When I see these people posting nice messages about people they don't have any kids with, I say to myself, now, how do you know they're a good father? You don't have any kids with them. I bet. Let's ask their mothers. Let's ask the mothers of these kids what they think of it. Now, maybe they are. I don't know. Maybe they are. It's a tough road to go, I think, for everybody.
Yeah, divorce is really hard on the family unit.
Well, yes, it is. And that was one of the reasons that I always felt no kids and no marriages was the best plan for me. Number one, I did not think I would be very good at it. And number two, it does cause a strain. It's very, very difficult, but people get through it.
Right. A lot of times people have kids not because they plan to have kids, just because it happens.
Well, they do. They do. I mean, there are accidents.
And then the kids, you know, are like a burden to them, you know. I hate to see it when a parent, you know, tells the kids that they've ruined their lives, they hate them, you know. You don't tell kids stuff like that.
No, you know what's interesting? And it wasn't me who got into this, but I heard a story recently, maybe about a month ago, of two people who got into an argument. Now, I thought this was the silliest argument I ever heard, but it's interesting. This one woman had a lot of stepkids in her life. She, I think, was married for the second time to somebody who had kids, so those were stepkids, and you had step-grandkids and the whole bit. And anyway, one woman said, If my child does not have any more biological kids, the only way I'll ever have any more grandkids is if they're step-grandkids. And the first woman went into like a rage over this. Like, how could you? I don't have step-grandkids. I treat everybody the same. Well, you know what? Get a grip. They are not biologically your kids. Now, you can treat them like your kids, and but I think that's difficult, though, too, because if your real mother or father's alive, that's tough.
Right, you know, referring to it like that, yeah.
Yeah, and I just, you at some point, you have to realize that you did not give birth to these kids, or you have to realize that you are not their father. You know, most of the women, I will say this, most of the women I have ever dated have had kids, and I never thought that they should call me dad or treat me like a father. I never got involved in any of that because I'm not their father, and they do have fathers. So why would you even try to get in on that?
Oh, yeah. Has anybody ever thrown up to you're not my dad?
You know, honestly, if they did, I don't remember it, so it must not have happened very often. I really try to stay. You know, when there are kids in the relationship, I don't say anything to them as far as giving any orders. I'll give them advice if they want advice.
You never lived with a woman in the same household with you and think you're the kids?
Yeah, I did. I did. But I don't remember. I don't remember anybody ever throwing it up to me, you're not my father. I don't remember that. Usually when something bad would happen if the mother was not around, I would say, well, you know, let's see what your mother says when she gets home. I never tried to be the disciplinarian. I never tried to do that. You know, I would say don't do that anymore if they were going to cause harm to themselves or something else. But I would always leave the punishment up to the mother.
Right. It's, you know, it's the best thing, but... the kids will play. If they go ask a mother thing, do something, mother says no, they're going to come back to you and hopefully get you to say yes.
Well, that's why I always said ask your mother. And that, I stayed out of that totally. And you know what? I understand that creates a distance between you and the child, but the truth of the matter is you have to understand they're not your child. You can treat them like a child, and you can be as nice as you can be, but they're not your child.
No, I always ask them what their mother say, and you know I said no, tell me the truth, you know, and you know they say mother said no, and I said you know if I thought maybe they should be allowed to do something, I'd tell them. I said well you know I think maybe you should be allowed to go with it here, but I said I'll talk to your mom, but I said she's already told you no, and I said if I can change your mind, you can go. But if not, it's no.
Well, I'll tell you something interesting. As time has went on, now the two kids that I actually did live with, now they're fairly old. When I was living with them, they were, gosh, I don't even think they were in school yet. I was with them while they went to school, and I used to take them to school and McDonald's in the morning and all that into the bus stop. But as time has went on, these are old kids now. I think they both have graduated high school now, which, you know, makes me feel very old. But when I see them now, I think we have a better relationship now. Not that we didn't have one then, but, you know, it's hard to have a relationship with a kid who's 4 and 5 years old. But now they come up to me, how you doing, Scott? It's good to see you. Hey, I just graduated high school. My party's coming up here. I'm going into this field. And we have a great relationship today. And I think if I had tried to be their father... or tried to yell at him, I don't think that would have been the case.
Yeah, very possibly not, you know.
No, and I think honestly, I have a good relationship with their mother. When I see their mother, I usually see people at the grocery store or out to eat or something like that. And I have a fine relationship with the mother now. Not that I ever had one. If I see her, we talk. She asks me how I'm doing. I ask her how she's doing. You know, she'll tell me how the kids are doing because she knows I do care. And I think that's how it should be. When you hold grudges, it really doesn't do you any good.
Oh, yeah, you know.
So that to me is silly. And that's the way it goes, I guess. But it's fathers and mothers. It's an interesting thing.
Okay, well, I just wanted to call and let you know how I... that was the last day that they, you know, set slaves free.
Well, I appreciate it. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
And again, phone lines are always open here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, I was trying to think, has there ever been somebody in my adult life who I dated who did not have kids? Because, as you know, I clearly don't have kids. So I think they've all had kids. I'm trying to run them down here in my mind. One didn't have kids. I can't say they all had kids. There was one who did not have kids. But you know what? I always thought not having kids made that easier because I didn't have kids who I was partial to. So I didn't have to worry about that. But I certainly never tried to be anybody's father. because if their father's alive and they have contact with their father, stay out of the way. Just stay out of the way. You can do nice stuff for them, but stay out of the way. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If there's anything you'd like to bring up today, talking about Juneteenth, talking about Father's Day yesterday, first day of summer coming up here on Wednesday, fair coming up here in a couple weeks. Anything on your mind? Did anybody make it over to the Nitro Extreme stunt show at the Coliseum this past weekend? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, another thing sparked my mind. The fellow you work with at Sears, when I was going by Main Street there, South Main, the old general telephone was being tore down. I looked at that and I thought, Mud, that thing's been around all my life and now it's gone. So was you talking about that once on the radio, but I didn't understand that that was being torn down?
I think I did bring that up once recently, yeah.
Okay, so I thought, well, yeah, just a pile of rumble there. They haven't got it scooped up yet, but there's going to be a big vacant spot there. I'll tell you, our mayor searcher's been doing a wonderful job the years that he's been here. This town, I just go one old pattern and go like that. You know, you get older, you just go one old pattern. I said to myself, Father's Day there, I'm going to take a tour around here. And I was really impressed with Marion. Marion looked great. The major highways going through and the painted and everything. I'll tell you, I'm not going to give up on Marion, but I'll tell you, I think there's a place and it's going to happen, but it's going to be happening here before long. The young people coming on, and I think we're going to have a booming place here one of these days. Maybe back the way it should be and run the way it should be, and the excitement people will have, the attendance will have in different arenas and stuff around here. So I'm looking forward to it. I hope I can live long enough to see it happen. Thanks, Scott.
All right, thank you. All right, phone lines again are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, something I wanted to do here this morning. I know we all like the old newspapers. I like the old newspapers, too. Now, I've got I think this is a News Life. Yeah, it's a News Life. Monday, December 22nd, 1980. So this News Life is 23 years old. Now, obviously, these were all Marion businesses. But I saw some advertisements in this old News Life that I thought were really, really interesting. And I thought, let me read some of these advertisements and see if you can guess the business. And I'll also give you the address if I have the address. Now, this is a big ad. Now, remember, this is December... let's see here. This is December 22nd, 1980. Okay, now here's the advertisement, and it's a big half-page advertisement. Great holiday values for the anti-coupon inflation fighter. Hey, back in 1980, they were having inflation as well. Now, they were selling Pepsi, Diet Mountain Dew, Diet Pepsi and Mountain Dew, $1.49. Coke Tab Sprite, $1.49. And 7-Up, Diet 7-Up for $1.49. 1 pound bag of Baldridge potato chips, $1.29. How much is it today? Over $3, $4? Now, here's the advertisement. Open Christmas Eve till midnight. Close Christmas Day. It's a drive-thru. Now, here's the address. If you can tell me the name back from 1980. 1129 South Prospect Street. 1129 South Prospect Street, Richmond at Fairground. Now, I don't even know, is there a drive-through still there on South Prospect? I think there is. Does anybody know what the name of this place was back in 1980. December 22nd, 1980. Now, remember, it's a drive-through. Great holiday values for the anti-coupon inflation fighter. All kinds of soda products here. Does anybody know what the name of this place was? You Marian historians out there, help me out. Phone lines are open here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Again, 1129 South Prospect Street here in Marion, Richmond at Fairground. And it was a drive-through. 43 years ago. Big advertisement. They must have had some money back in those days. All right, let's see if our caller here knows what this place was called. Go ahead, caller.
Third base drive-through.
Not third base in 1980, but I've never heard this name, but boy, they got a big advertisement in here.
Well, that's the only one I know right outside of town there.
Well, it might have changed hands. I don't know. This paper is December 22nd, 1980, and they have a big ad. They've got a person holding the name of the store. They've got a Christmas stockings all hung in it. But that wasn't the name then.
Okay,
keep guessing. All right, what was this drive-through? 1129 South Prospect Street. Richmond at Fairground. 1980, December 22nd, 1980. Great holiday values for the anti-coupon inflation fighter. I've never heard of this, but it could have changed hands over the years. Selling those one-pound bag of Baldridge potato chips for $1.29. Does anybody know what the name of this place was? The people who've been in Marion since 1980 and prior. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I bet they spent a chunk of change on this ad in the news life back in 1980. It's a pretty big ad. Now, I'll give you another one here, maybe a little easier. But if you get that one, come back to me. 740-751-4038. Okay, here we go. Interest on checking, a checking account you can... No, let me read this again. Interest on checking, a checking account you can bank on at a bank with experience. Lowest interest on checking plus experience. Now, here's the tagline to this. The bank that belongs to Marion. Now, this would be effective January 1st, 1981. The bank that belongs to Marion. Does anybody know what that's an ad for? The bank that belongs to Marion. They have a pretty big ad in here as well. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And I'll give you one more, so we'll have three going at a time here. It's time to send our FTD Holiday Glow Bank Bouquet. Hold on, we'll come back here to this in a second. Go ahead, caller.
Would that be the Marion Bank?
Not the Marion Bank, but a good guess.
Oh.
Not the Marion Bank, but not a bad guess. Lowest interest on checking, the bank that belongs to Marion. What would that be? 740-751-4038. Now remember, this would be December 22nd, 1980. Go ahead, caller.
Fay Bank, Josh.
Fay Bank, absolutely. Now, do you remember when they used to call themselves the bank that belongs to Marion?
Yes, I do.
Yep. At that point, they were at 127 North Main, 1577 Marion Waldo. 949 East Center and 345 East Fairground.
Yep, that's right, Scott. You're absolutely right.
Hey, well, thanks for calling.
Okay, have a good day.
You too, bye-bye. Yes, that was the Fay Bank. The bank that belongs to Marion was the Fay Bank. All right. Now, does anybody have this drive-through yet where you can get 1 pound bag of Baldridge potato chips for $1.29 back on December 22nd, 1980? Now, remember the address, 1129 South Prospect Street, Richmond at Fairground. 1129 South Prospect Street. If anybody knows what that is, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. Okay, we'll add another one here. It's time to send our new... Well, hold on, let's take the phone call and we'll come back to this. Go ahead, caller.
How about Dino's?
Not Dino's, but a good guess.
Cal Lamb, he had several around town. I don't know, I can't think of the other name. Okay, Scott.
Yep, not Dino's on that one. Great Holiday Values drive through 1129 South Prospect Street, Richmond at Fairground. I could give you their old phone number. What's the name of that drive through back December 22nd, 1980? Okay, here's another one for you. It's time to send our FTD Holiday Glow Bouquet. $17.50, $20, $22.50, $25. Brighten up the season with our festive arrangement of fresh flowers and greens in an exclusive FTD Snowflake Hurricane Lamp. Call or visit now. Helping you say it right is the slogan of the business. Helping us say it right. Now, this business would have been at East Church and Kenmore. East Church and Kenmore. Holiday Glow Bouquets. $17.50 to $25. December 22nd, 1980. What business was that? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Helping you say it right on the corner of East Church and Kenmore. All right, go ahead, caller.
Marion Flower.
Marion Flower. Still there, I believe.
Yeah, Carol got that one.
Yep, Marion Flower. Sounds good. Thanks.
Hey, Scott.
Yep.
Give directions to that drive-through. You said South Main and Richmond and Fairground. Is that direction right in my mind or wrong hearing you?
What? 1129 South Prospect at Richmond and Fairground.
If it's South Prospect, then how can it be Fairground Streets clear up north?
It says the name, and then it says drive-through 1129 South Prospect Street. Richmond at Fairground.
Richmond at Fairground. That's bottling my mind there. Well, everybody makes a mistake. That must be a misprint.
Well, you know what? I tell you, maybe they own the Richmond at Fairground is Dino's now, and out on South Prospect, I think, is Dino's as well. Maybe Dino's bought out this business.
I suppose.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Thanks. All right, we got Marion Flower Shop here. Well, here's another one. They've got a big ad in the paper here, too. Gifts of quality. On and off is all you have to know. Complete Music Systems. Serving Central Ohio with value pricing and quality service since 1952. Now, this business was located at 238 West Center Street. 238 West Center Street. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, that one at Richmond and Fairgrounds is not called Dino's anymore.
Oh, what do they call that over there now?
It's called Mike's Drive-Thru now.
Oh, did they sell that when Cal died?
Oh, they towed it before Cal died, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, so it's Mike's over there. Yeah, I think it must have been both locations is what I'm thinking. Maybe Cal Lamb bought it from this guy. Might have been.
Yeah, it could be.
Yep, okay, thanks.
Yep.
All right. Now, again, here, this other business, 238 West Center Street, and apparently it had been there since 1952 in 1980. Christmas Gifts of Quality, complete music system, starting at $599. On and off is all you have to know. Does anybody remember what business used to be at 238 West Center Street here in Marion, 1952 through at least 1980? And it looks like they were doing pretty good in 1980. They got a nice big ad here selling a complete music system. What was it? Was an appliance and TV center. I can tell you that much. The slogan, serving Central Ohio with value and pricing and quality service since 1952. It was an appliance and TV center, 238 West Center Street. What would that business have been? And maybe I'll get a third one going here. Oh, here's a page with a whole bunch of ads. Okay. Well, let's see. Oh, here's one. This is going back a little while. Do we have an ad on this? Or do we have a... looking for an address on this one. Well, let me see here if I can find a good one. Here's one. Okay. 1221 Delaware Avenue. 1221 Delaware Avenue. We're now serving homemade noodles and rolls. We're open Monday and Tuesday, regular hours, Christmas Day till 7. Closed Christmas. It's a steakhouse. 1221 Delaware Avenue. Does anybody remember the steakhouse that used to be located at 1221 Delaware Avenue back in 1980? Or does anybody remember the appliance and TV center that was at 238 West Center Street from 1952 until at least 1980? And then we've, of course, got our drive-through here that says drive-through, 1129 South Prospect Street, Richmond at Fairground. What was the name? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Would that be Michael's Steakhouse?
Not Michael's. I think it was before Mike. I think that's the location, but it was what it was, maybe a few businesses before Michael's?
Oh. Oh, I can't remember what was there before.
Okay. Yeah, I believe this was a few. I think that's the Michael's location. I think it's a dialysis center now. But it was a steakhouse at one place, 1221 Delaware Avenue. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Isn't it the Sizzler?
Not the Sizzler, but that's very close to what it was called. Not the Sizzler, but close. The Sizzler is definitely close. It's a steakhouse, 1221 Delaware Avenue, serving homemade noodles and rolls. What would that have been? 1221 Delaware Avenue. Not the Sizzler, but close. Go ahead, caller.
Scotch and sirloin.
Not the Scotch and sirloin. Good guess. Not the Scotch and sirloin, but not a bad guess. 1221 Delaware Avenue. Steakhouse. Now, it wasn't called the Sizzler, but that's very close to the name. 740-751-4038. All righty here. Go ahead, caller.
Michaels?
Not Michaels, but a good guess.
Okay.
Not Michaels, but not a bad guess. Not the Sizzler, 1221 Delaware Avenue. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
That was called Western Sizzlin.
Western Sizzlin, that's right. S-I-Z-Z-L-I-N. Western Sizzlin Steakhouse.
Yeah, I remember going in there eating in there.
Now, did they have good homemade noodles and rolls?
As far as I remember, they did, Scott.
Now, that was where Michael's is now, or was at some point.
Yes.
Good. Well, hey, thanks. I appreciate it.
Aye.
Yep, not the Sizzler, but the Western Sizzlin is what that was called. Okay, here's another one. Now, this might be, well, I don't know. We'll see how easy this one is. A gateway, we give you a plateful and then some. Luncheon, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., $2.65. Banquet rooms available. Bring the family. Dinners, $3.89. Friday and Saturday, $4.46. And 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., $4.46. A gateway to give you a plateful. Go ahead, caller.
Smorgasbord?
Gateway Smorgasbord. Absolutely. Bring the family. I think we all remember them very well.
Okay.
Thank you. Absolutely. The old Gateway Smorgasbord. Okay, here's another one. How about this? Do we have an address on this one? I don't think we do.
Go.
Well, we lost that one. Okay. You know, if we don't have an address, it's kind of hard to give the business. Oh, no, wait, we got an address here. Here we go. We will be closed December 24th and 25th. Have a very Merry Christmas. It's a steakhouse, and it was located at 2827 Marion Marysville Road. 2827 Marion Marysville Road. A steakhouse. They were closed on Christmas Day and Christmas Eve in 1980. Enjoy a quiet, pleasant atmosphere with a friend or the entire family. What steakhouse was there?
Go ahead, caller.
The White Swan?
Not the White Swan. Not the White Swan back in 1980. Was the steakhouse, 2827 Marion Marysville Road. All right. And we still have our appliance store, appliance and TV center, 238 West Center Street from 1952 to 1980. Go ahead, caller.
That'd be Lee's Steakhouse.
Lee's, absolutely. Hey, you got that one right. Now, what was Lee's Steakhouse? I don't remember that.
You know where Trotters used to be?
Yeah.
That was Lee's Steakhouse right there.
Lee's Steakhouse. Now, about what time did they go out? They were still here in 80.
Oh, I think they went out in the 80s, sometime later 80s.
Late 80s. Yep, you got it. Lee's Steakhouse.
Yep.
All right, Lee's Steakhouse. Absolutely. All right. Now, does anybody have the appliance store that was uptown, downtown? Appliance and TV Centers, 238 West Center Street. They're from 1952 at least until 1980. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Then we have our drive-thru, which we still don't have that one. Great holiday values, all kinds of pop on sale for $1.49. 1 pound bag of Baldridge potato chips, $1.29. 1129 South Prospect Street at Richmond and Fairground. Go ahead, caller.
That one's Was it Marion Piano Store?
Not Marion Piano. Not Marion Piano Store. Does anybody remember the drive-thru 1129 South Prospect Street, Richmond at Fairground, 1980? What was it called? Then we've got the Appliance and TV Center downtown from 1952 until at least 1980, 238 West Center Street. Gifts of Quality. And they were accepting credit cards in those days. All right. Well, hey, we're out of time here. 10 seconds. All right. We'll come back, do some more tomorrow. Have a great day. Juneteenth. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary owner of the Marion grocery store, Smith Cardinal, Bob Smith.
Well, at the height of, you know, ceiling things and everything, the height of one time...